The next patient is Felix Augusto. The last name is A-G-O-S-T-O. First name, Felix, F-E-L-I-X. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 90-year-old Hispanic male that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3A. This chronic kidney disease is related to the diffuse atherosclerotic process associated to the type 2 tube diabetes hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. The patient has maintained serum creatinine is 1.3, a BUN of 17, and estimated EFR of 50 mLs per minute. Number two, the diabetes mellitus has been under fair control. Unfortunately, I don't have a recent hemoglobin A1C. The patient has been a very stable. He monitored the blood sugar 3 times a day, and he continues to take Lipicide, Ozempic, Januvia, and insulin. And any time that the patient notices that the blood sugar is above 200, he applies Novolog according to the sliding scale. Following number, hematuria. This hematuria is associated to the radiation cystitis that was after the treatment for the prostate cancer. The patient is not a candidate for anticoagulation due to the fact that he bleeds significantly. Recently went to the emergency room at Highlands HCA Hospital, and because of a DVT, they started him on oral anticoagulant, apixaban, and the patient developed frank hematuria. This had to be stopped. During that time, the patient was taken Jardiance, and because of the urinary tract problems, the Jardiance was discontinued. Following over atherosclerotic heart disease with multiple PCIs in the past, he follows with a cardiologist on regular basis, and the patient has been stable. He has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation that cannot be anticoagulated for the reasons that we discussed above. Following number for the obstructive sleep apnea, the patient used the CPAP. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, he had a remote history of abdominal aortic aneurysm that has been followed by the primary physicians at Central Florida Healthcare. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the blood work. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.